Going on, people. It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man, and I'm back at it again, man. Chilling. Good vibes today. Had a good day. But yeah, man. Today I want to get into talking. I want to speak on overthinking. You know what I mean? It's a lot of situations people get into where, you know, you'll overthink a lot of things, you know what I mean? And a lot of times you overthink a lot of creative things, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people who put out content or make music, you know, things of that nature, it's a lot of overthinking done in that. And one thing about overthinking, man, and overthinking is going to slow you down at the end of the day. That's all overthinking really is going to do for you. It's going to slow you down. You know what I mean? That's like you debating on whether or not should I put this out. Say you're a YouTuber, you know what I mean? You got a lot of different YouTube videos you done had in your archive, you know what I mean, for a while, but you've been so skeptical on putting them out. You overthinking it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times with people got things, it's almost like the audience, they're afraid of the reaction of the audience. I think that's big too. Like, I ain't gonna lie, when you putting stuff out, you know what I mean, that you created, it is a little, you know what I mean, it could be a little tempting and scary, like, damn, this is something precious. It's almost like you want to treat it like your baby. It's a weird analogy for it, but it's like you want to treat it like your baby, you know what I'm saying, and keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everything right with it, you know what I mean? But a lot of times when you do overthink things, man, you're slow. You know what I'm saying? You tend to slow down. You know what I mean? Like, you done did a lot of things, but then as soon as you get to overthinking it, you got to goddamn pause for a minute. You know what I mean? Pump the brakes. Like, you know what I mean? That overthinking is really killing the game. Because once you slow down, what happens? Other people pass you. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Just because you slow down, don't mean nobody, everybody else stopping. You know what I mean? So it's just one thing to be mindful for, you know what I'm saying, in terms of anything. Not to say that, you know what I'm saying, acting like overthinking isn't a really bad thing. Because I wouldn't super say it's, like, I wouldn't consider it super bad. But I would most definitely say you don't need it in terms of putting out stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's one thing that's really, really weird with it. Because, like, people create some of the most monumental things, some of the most greatest things, and be so tempted to put it out. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing that's weird with overthinking. Like, that's probably, like, the biggest scratch on it. Like, you know what I mean? Overthinking, you're going to do that from time to time. That's even with, especially when you're making, like, tough decisions in life, things of that nature. Like, you know what I mean? You making quality moves and, you know what I mean, just making different sacrifices for different things. So I know in that point of view, overthinking is going to be very, very useful. But in terms of, like, just putting out that creation, the creative side of it, like, that overthinking thing is just, like, I don't know what you're doing. You shouldn't overthink that. Should I put it out? Put that shit out. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. That's the difference, man. You get that feedback and that reaction. So you can, it's almost like when you putting yourself out there, you getting feedback and that promotion, and it ain't doing nothing but molding you. You know what I'm saying? Molding your whole point of view of how you want it to move. I'm starting to notice that shit with the podcast with myself. You know what I mean? Like, at first I wasn't as consistent as I am. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I mean? I think, it's the third, fourth week straight, I done dropped down a podcast. You know what I mean? Now, in terms of me just doing it now, I'm starting to see the mold that I'm pulling out. I mean, the mold that I'm forming for myself, excuse me. I'm seeing it because it's like, at first I didn't have no clue. No clue at all. But now I have a very, very famous clue. Yes, sir. So now it's going to be very useful. Hello? What's up? Yeah. Hell yeah. Shit, don't mind a nigga trying to come over here. Jones, bro. Hell yeah. Alright, I got you. Yeah. Alright, excuse me, y'all. You know what I mean? I had a phone call, but yeah, back into it. But yeah, man, like where I was at, yeah, overthinking, I believe. Yeah, but for me, yeah, I was backing for myself. Excuse me, lost my little train of thought. But yeah, for myself, man, I'm starting to see the mold for myself in terms of the podcast. Like me having this podcast, man, it's showing me like what I'm saying when I mold. I'm seeing like how I want it structured and different things I want to add on to it. Different ways to bring other, you know what I'm saying? Bring different audiences into it. You know what I mean? I just want to bring a variety of people in here, you know what I mean, and keep the community cool, you know what I mean, real good vibes when I'm thinking of that. But by me actually not overthinking a lot of things now, you know what I'm saying, I'm more so just doing it now, you know what I'm saying. I know it's a few, just a few, but right now I'm just doing it, and I'm thinking that's one of the greatest things. You know what I'm saying? It, like I said, they always say just do it. Yeah, that's just real. What a slogan from Nike. Just do it. 'Cause like in reality, man, that's all it takes. Like in the end, like just do it. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be mishaps and fuck ups all throughout this shit. You know what I mean? But shit, at the end of the day, you wouldn't know about the mishaps and the fuck ups if you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So don't too much. So try not to overthink. You know what I'm saying? I mean, try not to overthink. Like small things, you know what I mean? I think that's one thing I could say. Try not to overthink a lot of small things. You know, like people tend to mess up things 'cause and it wasn't even that big of a deal. You know what I'm saying? You didn't blew up a super small thing. Try not to overthink the small things, you know what I mean? Be very decisive, you know what I'm saying? Be very, very decisive on what you need to do. You know what I mean? And make sure it's, you know what I mean? And a lot of it is going with your gut too. I think that's one thing that's tough. I ain't even gonna lie, that's very tough for myself. Like trying to go figure out something and get a gut going, trying to figure out something, but only have a gut feeling about it. But you just be overthinking the fuck out that gut feeling. You be like, God damn, my gut is really telling me to do this shit, but my mind is like, nigga, don't. You know what I'm saying? I wonder what is that? Once you, and I think that's what that has to deal with, like knowing the mind and the body, like being really in complete control of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because after a while, you'll just go with that gut feeling. You know what I'm saying? Your mind is very much in control, so now you know, like shit, I can just go with my gut feeling because you know what I mean? You're confident in it. You know what I mean? So I think that's one thing we gotta get to if you're gonna. You know what I mean? Try not to overthink a lot of things. You got to go with that gut feeling. It's almost like a spiritual thing that you learn. Very spiritual, strong vibe. Like, damn, I want that one to be done. So that should be very major in terms of that. That's how I think it's going to be very major. But yeah, keep that shit going. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. Keep it going and keep it flowing because you do not want to be waiting to do things that you know you could be doing. You do not want to be waiting on things that you know you could be doing. That's the major thing about it. That's the major thing about it. So you do not want to be sad and waiting on things that you know you should be doing. You know what I mean? My dad always had a crazy saying. You know what I mean? That man used to always tell me, "What is we waiting for? Waiting broke the wagon." And you know, as a kid, man, I used to hate that damn saying. You know what I mean? I ain't even gonna lie to you. As a kid, man, that shit used to grind the hell out of my gears. Like, what the fuck? Why do he keep saying that? Waiting broke the wagon. Wait. Waiting broke the wagon. So then one day, I think I was a little older. Goddamn, waiting to do some shit when I could have been did it. Ended up fucking up the time frame. Thinking I had enough time. I think it was probably like a school project. You know what I'm saying? Trying to chill and shit. Thinking I got a few days and shit. Not knowing, nigga. Few days went by, nigga, just blew past. I'm sitting here waiting on, like, the days to come by so I can do it. It's like, ain't no way to, you know what I'm saying, treat yourself. I mean, would trick yourself thinking you're doing some shit when you really ain't. You know what I mean? So that shit stuck with me. You know what I mean? It let me know, like, shit, you waiting around, that shit is not going to work at all. You know what I mean? Like, waiting. Like Pop say, man, waiting broke that wagon. You know what I mean? You sat down all day and waited. Now the wagon broke. Now we can't do what we had to do because what? You sat there and waited. So, shit, don't wait on it, man. That's one thing I want everybody to realize, too, man. Don't wait on it, man. Please don't wait on it. You know what I'm saying? If you see it in the grasp of your goddamn reach, the grasp of your goddamn atmosphere that you in, your vibe, and you feel you can, man, don't wait on it. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? That's the earliest thing I want people to know. Wake up early in the morning and know that. Shit, if I want that shit, what am I doing today to goddamn help me get that tomorrow? That's all it is. Focusing on the positions and different things. I think a life, like life really is a lot of goddamn, like a lot of, life is really a goddamn, I don't know, it's such a gamble, man. Life is such a gamble, man. Like, it's so scary because, like, anything can go. Anything can happen just in a matter of seconds in the now. You know what I'm saying? In the now is what could possibly happen. And that is just scary and downright, like, whoo, anything is possible. You know what I mean? So you just want to try to goddamn tread life at a great scale because you don't want to be so scared that you don't be wanting to do nothing. You know what I mean? You just want to have a great balanced, you know, very balanced lifestyle in terms of what you do, how you eat. You know what I mean? Just keep everything balanced. You know what I mean? Even if you're going to lean towards one thing, you got to balance that out. You don't want to just be doing one thing all the time. I think that's very major in this day and age, too. Knowing your whole positioning and what you need to do, how you want to focus on things. You know what I mean? Knowing that position. Know which direction you want to go. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people, we be lost out here. You know what I'm saying? Don't even really be knowing our positions in life. You know what I mean? And just out here doing stuff. You know what I mean? We ain't even in certain positions to be trying to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? But we lost. You know what I'm saying? Being lost is such a scary thing in this world, man. Being lost is such a scary thing. I think a lot of people, we lost, man, because we ain't really got no serious guidance. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I feel like I don't have no real guidance. You know what I mean? I ain't even gonna lie. Sitting here talking, I don't feel like I got any type of real guidance for myself. You know what I'm saying? All the way up into these 25 years of my life, I just feel like I have no real guidance to my real dreams that I want to fulfill in life. You know, it's scary to even think of that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know, life is about you making a dream and whatever you feel like you can imagine, you know, you want to go after that. That's your true happiness. And right now in my life, man, I'm 25 years, man, and I just feel like I have zero guidance. Zero. You know what I'm saying? Like, none. You know what I mean? Literally, none. Zero. You know what I'm saying? I look around and see things, and it's like, and just, and when I mean look around and see things, I mean, like, just in everyday life and different aspects and shit. It's like you ain't seeing shit you really want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing stuff, you know what I mean? That's all right. But stuff that I really want, I feel like I'm not having, I don't have no true guidance to that. You know what I mean? I guess I gotta work a little harder, man. Get into a different position and focus. Because right now, man, I'm just like, damn, I have zero guidance in my life. You know what I'm saying? 25, but I have zero guidance. I guess the guidance that I got is guidance of God. I can definitely say I got the guidance of God. You know what I mean? I feel like I feel like I'm very spiritual. So, you know what I mean? I feel like I can catch a lot of things and know which ways to steer myself. You know what I mean? Not just have my life going all in a radical way. Nah, it ain't nothing like that. But it's more so like steering it somewhere where you know you can succeed. You know what I mean? Good angle. Once again, good position. I think that's big for me. Just knowing that, in a sense, I really be really focused on that. Trying to make things better for me and the fam. Me and the fam. Yeah. But, yeah, just focusing on that, you know what I mean? And I guess I don't know where I would want to go in terms of, like, trying to put myself or life in a position that I want it to be what I want to be, you know? You hear people talk about chasing dreams, which everybody should be all for, but it's such a seriousness to that shit. Like, I don't think people be really serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't think people be as serious as they need to be. Like, I'm thinking about it now. Like, niggas be like, chase your dreams. But, like, how serious are you about your dreams, man? You know what I mean? What are you doing really to get to them? You know? That's a question I want to ask myself. Man, I could talk about all types of dreams and shit he want. Man, talk about all types of shit you want. But what are you doing to get it? You know what I mean? The average person really ain't doing nothing. I'm gonna just be honest with you. The average person is not doing anything. You know? It's almost like you're just a talk machine. Making no moves. Just out here talking, making zero moves happen. Which should be very, very, very respectful in a different way. But, I don't know, like, a lot of people just ain't really about that shit. Like, you can really sit and talk to a person and ask them about their dreams and what they see themselves doing and all types of mess, man. But in the end, man, it really ain't nothing, man, because the best proof is just shown. That's the end of the day, man. The best proof is shown, man. You ain't really got to talk to a lot of people, man. I'd rather you show me than tell me. That's the best way to even describe anything. Anything you want to do in life, shit. Don't tell them, man. Shit, stop them. Don't talk about that shit, man. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? I had to build myself in the habit of just stop talking about a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting down talking about the shit all the damn time. Oh, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do, but not even doing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Listening to myself talk. You know what I'm saying? That shit is weird. You know what I mean? I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? 3-4 months done went by. You just sat there and talked. For 3 to 4 months, you talked about what you could have done, started. You know what I mean? That shit is weird. I have to get myself up out that habit, man. Don't even speak on it too much, man. Just get to doing it. Get them actions. What that boy Nip say? Never vocalize my vision, nigga. Action was my spokesperson. That's some real shit. Never vocalize your shit, man. Only actions, man. That's the only way you can talk to somebody. And that's in the reality of, like, serious shit. You know what I mean? If you want certain businesses and certain, you want to be conglomerate in different areas in your life and shit. A lot of times, bro, you talking ain't going to even be no discussion. You know what I'm saying? You got to show niggas. That's just the end of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to show niggas. That's something I just really thought of for real. Like, that's like in reality, when you really sit and think about, like, when people come up with deals and he signed different contracts for a certain amount, you know what I'm saying? And different people start seeing different things and they see out in the world and you like, damn, how the hell? It's like, nigga, they not talking. They're showing them, period. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, oh, I let me do this to you. Let me get a loan for this so I can get, nah. Just show them. Once you show them, man, at the end of the day, they, come on, man. You don't show them no bullshit. I ain't gonna say that. Like, anything you show them is good, but shit, don't show them no bullshit. But in reality, man, hell yeah. Just goddamn do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Gotta show them. Show them what it is about and make sure it's at the tip. Tippity top. Clean. Like, you have to. There's no other way because people is not really listening to what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Especially in general, if I want to even get more specific, you know what I'm saying? Like black men, you know what I'm saying? Especially black young men, man. People ain't got a lot. People ain't really trying to listen to what you got to say, man. And I'm talking about more of the masses on this, you know what I'm saying? The real, the major thing, the biggest, like, you know what I'm saying? The whole picture. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, man. That's the reality, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Especially not a black young man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, man. That's why you got to show them. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, bro. And I hate to say it's like that, because that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, man, ain't nobody trying to hear a nigga talk. You know what I'm saying? I done listened to niggas talk saying some goddamn phenomenal shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, ain't nobody hearing them because they don't want to hear them. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to listen because, you know what I mean? Don't nobody want to listen because they don't want to listen. Simple as that. So you got to show them at the end of the day. Strap your boots up. Do what you got to do. Lay it out. Give it to them and show them. It's the major thing. Got to do that. Got to do that. But yeah, man, I was just a little talking in riffs on that episode right there, you know. But yeah, man, wrap it up right now. It's just a couple thoughts up on my head. Clear it out a little bit. But yeah, man, since another beautiful episode with Daily Talks with Link, man. And stay blessed. Peace.